Devin, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, what did you do when you were in COVID protocol? What? Tell me what it was like. What'd you do?
I actually got I got sick. Not too bad, but I definitely felt like I had symptoms. So for about 4 days there, I was just kind of resting and getting that taken care of. And then when I was in protocol at the time, we were gearing up for Christmas, so we were doing a bit of that. And we have a Peloton at home, so I jumped on the bike to stay in shape, get a couple of good sweats in. But yeah, no, that's about it. Watch Christmas movies and rest it up.
Any Christmas movies you recommend?
I like them all, but I like I like The Polar Express. I like National Lampoon's. I like A Christmas Story. I like The Home Alone. Those are good.
Okay.
Those are my go-tos.
Those are your go-tos? Okay, I like it. Now, when you're on the Peloton, do you guys have like a group Peloton ride? Or are you sitting there and get with a few other guys and say, let's ride together, or you just do it by yourself?
Most of the time, just by myself. Actually, I just use my wife's account because I'm not on it too much during the season because we get a lot of our workouts done at the rink.
Okay.
So it was nice. It was actually nice that we had it because when obviously you can't go to the rink. So it's nice to. I just jumped on my wife's account and got some good rides in.
Can you keep up to your wife on the Peloton?
She's pretty good. She's 8 months pregnant right now. So she's moving a little slower, but she's doing great. She's doing great.
Okay. So you're in the mode of preparing. Now this is your first child, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the new one. How's the name deciding going? Do you guys have like a veto? Because when we had our first child, like my wife, like she had names on the fridge for 5 months, and I was like, yeah, I'll get around to it. Because you know, I was like, we have lots of time. But as it got closer, we had a veto rule. Like if someone put a name on the list, it was like, you know, she'd name some guy. I'm like, no chance. I know a Scott. He's terrible. Boom. We're vetoing. So how's the naming going for you guys? Have you gotten down to a few options for both a boy and a girl?
We were kind of nervous about that. Like we didn't know how that process would go. And luckily for us, and I don't think for any particular reason, but it was pretty seamless. We would kind of throw names back and forth to each other and say, how about this? And she'd go, no, I don't like that one. And she'd go, how about this? No, not really. And we said, how about this one? Yeah, I like that. So, we don't know what the gender is.
Okay.
But we have a boy and a girl name. Right on deck, ready to go. That we both like. So it's all good.
Oof, there you go. All right. Now, was Devin Jr. ever on the table for a boy?
No, it wasn't. No. No.
I always ask because I'm always curious. Like, who decides one day just seeing like you know I'm going to suddenly be a give it you know a junior and then I could be senior, right? Like I wonder.
Yeah.
Where
yeah. No. It's all good. I'm a big believer in you grow into your name.
Okay.
So yeah, no, it's not a big. We didn't put too much pressure on ourselves with the naming stuff. We like them and we're happy with them. That's all that matters, really.
Yeah, that's fair. Devin Shore joins us. Devin, it's been you guys are kind of in the midst of an extended break now, and obviously the team hasn't played like you'd want. You haven't got the results, I should say, that you want. 2-8-2 in your last 10. Is the break a good thing for your team? Do you think at all right now?
I think so, and. I think that's how we're gonna approach it. I think not just in hockey, but in life, it's all about your mindset and how you approach certain circumstances. So, I mean, that's the way we're gonna look at it. We're gonna take this to reset. Like you said, it obviously hasn't gone. We haven't reached our standards, not even close in this last bit. So, yeah, you take the reset and find ways to improve. Make sure you're still working hard, bringing a good attitude, and grind our way out of this.
In order to improve, Zach Kassian said the other day, like each player himself's got to get better 2%. And one area that collectively as a team you guys have struggled is you kind of have like those big five bell errors that led directly to goals against. You play really well, and then you kind of give up a really good chance, kind of an easy goal for the opposition. Did you see that as a team, and how do you eliminate that individually and then collectively as a group?
Yeah, I agree with Cass. I think to a man, everyone's got to step up and be a little better. That's the only way we're gonna get out of it. And to your question, it's the best league in the world, and and every single play matters. So the teams that are the most consistent wave after wave are the successful teams. So a lot of times, maybe when things are going really well, or when you're kind of moving up the ranks in other levels of hockey, you can play, 90% of a great game and get away with a win. But in this league, very rarely can you do that, because you give opponents that extra space or extra couple inches, or you make that one mistake at a bad time and it's in the back of your net, or you don't finish your chances and whatnot. So it's just working and trying to be as consistent as possible to limit those errors. I know a lot of times when you're losing, it can seem like it's overwhelming and frustrating, but that's the reality of it, and that's the truth.
Well, it's amazing how, really high early on to start the year, and for a team I think that had high expectations after last year to be a competitive team, how do you not get down to it? Because I think it's easy to say, well, we're just going to stay positive, but when you're in it, it's difficult. What do you do to try to not let the negativity or not think negative about how the team is playing? How do you avoid that in an extended losing skid?
Well, I think we know that our expectations haven't changed from the beginning of the year. I mean, we had a great start and we're going through a little something right now, but our expectations don't change, and you don't have to look too far back for the proof that we can be a great team. So, there's that there to start, just that belief, because it has to start with that. And then it's just getting to work. There's no secret to break out of little skids like this. Just getting to work and hammering it home, having genuine belief in yourself and your team. And regardless of the results, it's a results driven business, and that's fine. That's how we all want to win. But just keeping the head down and just keep working and working for the guy next to you.
Devin Shore joins us forward for the Edmonton Oilers. Your next game is scheduled for Saturday and then next Thursday right now. But obviously, today's game was postponed and moved to Saturday. Usually, you know at the start of the month when your day's off, when your morning skates are, everything. Are you a guy, can you handle having a different schedule, or is it a little unnerving because this is very different than what you're accustomed to?
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal. Of course you want, we're creatures of habit and creatures of routine, as I think all athletes especially are. But that's not the world we're living in right now. And it's something that's that part of it, the scheduling and the, the COVID and the protocols and all that stuff is completely out of your control. So there's no sense worrying about it. It's the only things you do worry about is, okay, when's practice, when's workout, and how are we going to get better on that given day?
So Devin, now you have 2 days off. So are you allowed to, there's no practice today or tomorrow. So were you guys just away from the rink for 3 days? You just stay at home yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
You can go into the rink. You can go into the rink if you want. So, yeah, if sometimes guys need to kind of get away from it and reset mentally, or you want to get some skill work in or get a workout in. So your time is your own, and you kind of just do whatever you feel like you need.
Okay. Now, you mentioned how you and your wife are going to become parents for the first time in February. What's the funniest advice you've received from somebody as far as an impending parent?
The funniest, I don't know if, I'd love to have a zinger of an answer here for you, but yeah,
I know,
everyone's been pretty good. a lot of people are saying the classic, get your sleep now, 'cause that's not coming. So we're trying to listen to that advice and take advantage of it being a little quieter. But yeah, I know, and I think the way you kind of just respectfully just hear everyone's advice, but there is no real black and white rule book on how to do it. It's kind of something you learn from experience, and you ask questions. Both of our parents have been great through the whole process, so you can ask them questions and everything. But I know I'd love to have a funnier answer for you, but everyone's been really nice to us throughout this process.
Have you built your crib yet?
We don't have a crib yet. We got a little, one of those bassinet things to go for the first for the first bit of time, but we have a crib, and when the baby's ready to move up to that, I'll get my hands dirty and set it up.
Well, I'll give you one piece of advice. Get the crib built right away. Because once the kid's around, right, then you'll be like, you know what? Now I don't have time, and I wish I did it. And how is your instruction skills? Like, are you a good crib maker? Have you ever built anything from IKEA? Is short, like, are you patient, or are you like the rest of us wanting to snap when you're building something from IKEA?
I think a little, probably a little more closer to the latter, of the two. Yeah, my wife and I have built a few things from IKEA before, and we always joke if we can get through to the other side of that together, we can get through anything. It can get pretty dicey.
Oh, it's amazing how something so simple with no words in the instructions can irritate most people. Like, it's almost where you have to say, one of you leave the room at some point. Like, I know with my wife, it's like, no, let me try first. Let's just keep this. It makes it easier that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it can get frustrating for sure.
And for you personally, Devin, you know, you came in this season and you had a good training camp. You were playing great in the and then you got injured. How frustrating was that, and how long did it take you to get back to the level that you felt you should be playing at?
Yeah, it's frustrating. Like, you definitely want to, ideally, you want to get into a bit of a rhythm and stuff, but, you know, injuries and the COVID stuff is out of your control. So you got to, I mean, things happen quick. You got to take it upon yourself to make sure there's no excuses and get your game back to where it needs to be right away. And, you know, I'm doing my best to do that. You want to definitely, both personally and as a team, you want to be playing better than things, the way things have been going. But you try to take time like this to really take advantage of that and get your game back to where it needs to be, so that hopefully both individually and as a group we can get on a roll, because we're going to be playing a lot of hockey once all these stoppages and postponements get rescheduled. Games are going to be coming in pretty quick. So just taking that thing day by day. I know that's a cliche, but trying to get better that particular day. And so when the games start coming hot and heavy, that you're rolling, hopefully.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, we like to do rapid fire a little bit. So yeah, and the only rule is you have to answer the question. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll get to this. Now, if you're put on True Serum, and I know you want to play everywhere, but if the coach says I can play one position, what position is your favorite?
Jeez. I mean, center and left, it's kind of been split down
gotta
the middle.
You got to pick one. So it's, gotta you got to pick one.
One.
Yes. Where do you feel your best?
We'll go center. We'll go center.
Okay. Which teammate would you be most comfortable babysitting your child?
I would say, probably Chris Russell.
Chris Russell. Why Chris Russell?
Yeah. He's just a salt of the earth, awesome guy. He's, you know, no nonsense, but he's funny. Like, just a fun guy to be around. And, you know, I know he's great with his two kids. So yeah, he's just a solid dude.
Okay, that's fair. Do you think you could ever block as many shots as Russell? Would you want to?
Oh, no, I don't think I ever could. He's a wizard with that. And I mean, the easy answer is no, of course you wouldn't, but you get out there and you're trying to keep the puck out of your net. So if 2,000 opportunities presented themselves, I'd try to, but I'm not as good at it. And, definitely haven't been playing for nearly as long as him.
Is there any player in the league because you penalty killed lots, that you knew you had to block the shot, but you really were bordering on scared of their shot? Who's got the most feared shot to block as a forward on the penalty kill?
Either Weber or Ovechkin.
Okay. If you got to go on the Amazing Race and you had to pick a teammate, who would you pick and why?
Probably pick Connor McDavid. He's one of the most competitive guys I've ever met. So if you want to win, you probably want to be on his team.
Okay, I like it. Yeah. What currently, because I know in dressing rooms there's always like, you know, sometimes it's a ping pong table. What's the game of choice right now that's got a lot of guys competing against one another in the room?
We play, so the young guys play ping pong a lot, but I think McLeod, Benson, Bouchard, Yamamoto, they're on the ping pong table a lot. We've been playing some euchre cards.
Oh, I love euchre.
Yeah, euchre's a great game, and we play a board game called Super Talk, and that has cards involved too. It's kind of like a mix between, you know, remember those games like Trouble and Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
So like cards, you're trying to move your tokens around, and cards mean different things. We've been playing that on the road.
How's your board gaming skills?
I like board games. I'd say I'm average, probably. Not bad.
I
enjoy them.
Do you hate to lose, or are you okay with losing in a board game?
I would say I hate to lose. I mean, you can't win every one, so I would say how you handle losing is a different question than hating to lose. I think I can. You can hate to lose and still lose with some class, I think.
Okay, so which of your teammates is like gets the most frustrated when they lose, and then you know that, so you guys egg them on.
Hyman gets pretty frustrated sometimes. Pretty funny, but he does it in a funny way. Like he's, you can tell it's not like genuine anger, but he'll run his mouth a little bit when he's if he lost, he'll get chirping.
Okay. And now this isn't a rapid fire question. This is a serious question because it's been out there now. Evander Kane is a free agent. If your team signs him, how would a group welcome in a guy like that who's been, you know, has had some issues in other places? How do you ensure that if a player like that comes to your team, everything would be fine? Because on the ice, he's a really good player.
Yeah, that's the nature of pro hockey. Guys are coming in, coming out all the time, and it's on the squad to come in and gel as quickly as possible. So if that were to happen, or anybody who comes in, you try to get them on the same page and get and welcome them in and try to make them feel as comfortable as quickly as you can, because that usually means the better results on the ice.
Devin, thanks for this. We appreciate it, and congratulations and best of luck on your pending fatherhood for you and, of course, motherhood for your wife.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.